and Jay Brand. So glad you don't start.
Oh, really?
Okay, so my name's Clive, and I can use my 3 minutes to talk about three things. Firstly, a little bit of background on me. Secondly, I'm going to tell you what I think this election is really all about. And thirdly, I'm going to give you as clear an idea as I can of what you'll get if you vote for me. So I grew up in England, you probably tell from the accent. My education is in engineering and business, Cambridge University. And I came to this country in, 20 years ago. My first career was in the computer software industry, and for the last 12 years I've been an executive coach. I basically help leaders in businesses become more effective. I moved to Lopez with my wife Abigail, who grew up here, and we've got two young children. Naomi is 6 years old, she's in first grade, and Sophie is still in preschool and will hopefully go to kindergarten next year. So we've got a long-term investment in the success of the school. So what I think this election is about is basically a vote of confidence in the current administration. Not so much the board, but the people who are actually running the school day to day. The superintendent, the Levins, the principal, Lisa Shelby, and their team. And pretty much the whole of the current board is supportive of our administrative team. And the challenges don't appear to share that confidence and that support. So I think that basically what we're voting for is whether we're going to keep the same leadership team or whether that's going to change. So what you get if you vote for me is continued support for the leadership team that we have. Bill's been with us for a while, but the rest of the team is really new. Lisa, 2 years here. Dave, the new assistant principal, is new this in the last month. And our finance manager, our business manager, she's been here a year, Linda. So this is not a good time to be changing our leadership team. We've got huge challenges facing us. The Common Core curriculum and TPEP, the new teacher, parent, a teacher principal evaluation program, these are probably the biggest changes to public education that we've seen in the last 10 years. Changing the leadership team now, in the face of the challenges, will be a big mistake. So that's the first thing that you get if you vote for me, is continued support for the administration and the great relationship that they have filled with the teaching staff. It's a very collaborative relationship between the board, the administrative staff, and the teachers, and that's hugely valuable. We want to keep it. The second thing that you get if you vote for me is broader communications with the wider community. We need to reach out, as I think both our previous candidates said, beyond the confines of the parents. We need to engage the wider community in support for engagement in school. Should I stop now? Okay. So the last thing is, I can't say anymore. I'll get a chance when you ask questions. Okay, one more thing.
Hi, I'm Jay, and I am running for director too. I have not quite the education background, or Clive has. I am a retired naval officer, and I did not join the Navy as an officer. I joined as an enlisted, and I worked my way up through the ranks and was selected, first-time selection, to be moved up into the engineering LDO program. And in that role, I have been a repair officer. I have been an operations officer of Naval Station Norfolk, largest naval base in the world. And I was a repair officer on a United States ship, Ronald Reagan. So budgets are huge with me. I know government contracts. I know how to work and move through to a budget. And I know how to say no on some budget items that don't make tests. Now, throughout my career, I have asked myself 5 questions in regards to budget. Is it a need or a want? Is the result worth the expenditure? Is this a short-term fix or a band-aid, or is it a long-term solution? And does it pass the common sense check? And if this was my money coming out of my pocket directly, would I do it? And that's how I look at budgets. Now, the 2 questions you would add to this school board position would be, how is it going to affect the students, and how is it going to affect the staff? Now, I don't know where the preconceived notion is that we're headhunting for the current administration. When we say we need a new administration, we're not talking about Superintendent Evans. We're not talking. I am not talking about Superintendent Evans. I'm not talking about Lisa Shelby or Dave. I'm not talking about those folks. I'm talking about the school board. I feel the school board has failed us as a community. And in failing us in the community is beginning to leach over and to fail us in our children. And I'm sure the majority of you have been reading the comments back and forth on Lopez Rocks. And I think there's some confusion out there. There are things that are going on in school that we don't know about. Negative things. And all we're doing is touting the U.S. News and World Report. That's awesome. That's great. We're five. Why aren't we number one? First thing. Okay, that's an easy question. Everybody's going to agree on that. We should be better. What are we going to do to be better? We need to look at both the positives and the negatives. And I don't feel, going to the several of the last board meetings, that we're actually looking at the negatives. We're powering them over and pushing ourselves on to the next positive. And that's how I feel that the current board is going. I believe that the it's a yes committee. Three of the board members have been appointed. And it's all recorded, too. You can even go back on there and find out on the school bond where there were certain members of the board that said we can't let the people know too much information. You can play it back. You were there. You let the people know if we give too much information, they're not going to vote for this. We need to feed them the information that we want. So I'm running for school board to get rid of that training, to make it transparent. Fix the problems that we have.
Okay, do we have questions?
Jay, come on. You said, Jay, we can't let some persons or person on the board said we can't let people know too much about the bond issue. But can you tell us when and where that happened, or the design source? And of course, 5 months ago.
Absolutely. And it was during the time that I was actually running for school board last time. So a year and a half ago. Okay? So I know that some of the current board members were elected. He wasn't a part of that conversation because they elected him, or they chose him instead of me at the election. But it's on tape, as every board meeting is recorded, except the last board meeting was not recorded. The special board meeting the other night, I don't believe it was recorded, where things about how to proceed and set goals and things are not recorded. But you can go back to those tapes. And I did not bring that sheet of paper with me, but I'll post that on Lopez Rocks. And you can, if you don't know, you can go to the school and get any. Yeah, that way it was you. Yeah, you can go to the website, or you can go to the school and take media of your choice, whether it's a CD or DVD drive, a thumb drive, or something like that, and they will provide you with all the recordings. Okay, I believe there was a link that was tried to put on the website to get to these, but I haven't been able to get it to work. So, yes, it is on record. Some of the board members discussing not to provide all of the information specifically towards this, the school bond, the capital projects bond.
So, I'm not sure when that Jay was referring to. He says that I wasn't there, but there was a conversation on the board, which is about how detailed do we want to get in our plans before we go out to the voters, and so that might be what you're talking about, because to get more detailed information, we spend more money with architects and the engineers. We racked up a very significant amount of money for those planners in order to give our community as much information as we could about the options that were available. Most school districts do not do that. They put bonds together with way less information than we have for you. And basically, we just decide yes or no on the basis of that lesser information. And then if the bond passes, then the money is spent with the architects. We spend money up front ahead of time. So we are actually more transparent than most districts.
Well, hi, I'm Campbell, and I'm voting for every school bond up until this last year. And I've been going to the school board meetings now, like Joe and everybody else, for the last 3 or 4 months. And all this did was make me take a deeper look into the running of our school. And I already quoted the budget numbers. My other question to you, Brian, is we have an enrollment of 226 students. yet we have between 60, and I can't get a firm grip because the school doesn't tell me exactly. They said the last number I got was 61 employees for 226 students. Now, most schools our size in our district have 30 to 35. How come we have so many employees?
Well, I have to confess, I don't know how many employees we have, and I'm sure we have a lot more part-time employees than most districts. Yes. You know, it's the way that most people cobble together something on those days. It's like part-time job. And it's the same with our teachers. It's like, it's not the whole deal. And Lisa is dying to say that she's way better informed than me. If you really want the answer to the question, you could ask her.
I can help you
ask
a question. And we have a couple of 26 teachers, and 5 of those are part-time. And then the rest of that 61 would be bus drivers, parapros, kitchen staff. That would be the rest of
that. How can we answer that question?
Okay, we're going to move on. Mr. Brent, do you wish to make a statement?
No, I don't know.
Okay, we have another question.
Hi, I guess this is for both of you, but there's been some references from Jay and also from Joe and anyway, others that I hear in the community that there's a lot of negative things going on at the school. I don't have kids, so I don't have intimate knowledge, but I'd like to know if you could share a little bit of that, because I think it's important as a school board member, if there are negative things, what they are and what you plan to do about them.
I think it's people. Well, the first one I'm going to talk about is the one that's all over Lopez Rocks right now, and that's the homeschool numbers. The superintendent put out numbers, for those of you who don't know, he put out something on the message board on Lopez Rocks that stated somebody asked him some questions, and the questions were, how many students are going to Spring Spree? How many students are going to Orcus Christian, how many school students are homeschooled, and how many students are in the seventh grade? Now, let me start with that one. I believe the actual question, I don't know this, but I would assume that the question would have been how many students we have in the ninth grade, because we graduated five from eighth grade last year, had those numbers gone up. So as for the homeschoolers, and I own the restaurant in Fairland. And I sit down there, and my wife, Deanna, sits down there in the morning, and we watch the kids get on the boat to go to other islands to go to schools, and we watch kids get off of the boat from Shaw and whatnot to come to our school. So the numbers that Bill gave that I read, I know are not true. Oh, sorry. Because I watch it. I see the kids there. So I try to correct those numbers.
But is that negative? That's what I'm trying to understand.
No, the negative part comes in when we started discussing when I brought up about there are a number of homeschool folks who have removed their school children from the school. And there are families whose children now go to other schools because they had bad experiences, were not happy with, and I listed the three items. I talked directly to these folks, these families. And bullying was a huge concern. Their children were bullied. They felt they had to remove them from the school for the safety of their children to move somewhere else. That they had lost faith in the education system that our school was providing. And the third one had to go down along those lines as well. So, and that's a very small portion. And I was trying to be very clear on that. That is a small portion. But the point I'm trying to make with it is a concern. And the third one is lack of responsiveness from the school to correct those problems. It is a problem. It's a very small portion of the students, but that doesn't mean it's not a problem. Those little things that are not being addressed, and I brought this up to Superintendent Evans when I was running last time, specifically this question.
Okay, we're going to move on. And we're going to move on to the next.
We have a response.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Yes.
But where I actually agree with Jay is that we have not done as good a job as we could at servicing some of the complaints or the problems or the negativities about what's going on in school. And the school, I think the school, the staff in the school, the leadership, feel a certain level of embaffledness. There's a lot of criticism coming their way from the broader community, and it brings up a defensiveness, a lack of willingness to share the problem. And if that's something that I've been working towards while I've been on school board, is actually to have the reports that we get from Bill and Lisa include their challenges. Like, well, what are the problems as well as what's going well? And I think we do need to do a better job of sharing that with the whole community, because it's very hard to put your hand in your pocket and pay for a capital bond when this is the first you've ever heard about the problem. Like, we need to understand the problems in order to be willing to invest in solutions. So I'm actually with Jay on the need for getting a greater transparency about problems as well as the success.
Thank you.